Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's good, everybody? Happy Friday edition of the show. You are Offsides with Mark Ryan here on ESPN Upstate. Man, the headset was not wanting to work in the last couple of minutes, and that's a little bit of a hairy situation, isn't it? It's fantastic to be here with you guys on a Friday edition of the show, rolling on until 7 p.m. today, and we are absolutely positively jam-packed. Here is how you can be a part of the show. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Twitter is there for you, where we do something really, really fun, really, really cool. If you follow us on Twitter, we will get to your tweets live and on the air, and we'll give you a personal shout-out. If you follow us on the station account, at ESPN Upstate, if you want your personal shout-out, just click that little blue follow button. And then finally, you can follow Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. You can follow me at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And you can shoot us an email, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways to get in touch with us here on the show today. Brand new, ready to go, all sorts of pumped up, brand new weekend of college football, brand new weekend of the NFL, all still to come here moving forward. All right, so I want to let you know what's coming up on the show today. We've got, there's been so much news in and around high school football that I want to bring on a high school football guest at 3:40 just to update us. Kevin Thomas, who's a colleague of mine, hosts the Moving the Chains podcast, will be joining us at 3:40. I look forward to that. There are some new numbers that Las Vegas has put out about this year's college football teams, and I really want to share this with you because the Vegas guys are the smartest guys. So who does Vegas have number one, and what are their numbers really, really saying? We will get to that on the show today as well. Heisman Trophy voter Brent Beard joins us at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Looking forward to that very, very much. And I'm excited to share this with you guys. Excited to share it with you. My all-time favorite radio story. Okay, I'm going to share that with you at 4:20 today. My all-time favorite radio story. It's also the only time in my life I have ever spoken to a billionaire. All right, so my favorite radio story and the only time in my life I've ever spoken to a billionaire are one and the same, and we will get to that coming up at 4:20 today. Not going to want to miss that, folks. Not going to want to miss that. So in any case, fantastic to be here with you guys here on the show. And look, it's kind of a crazy time, man. It really, really is. When you consider the Colts shut down their facility, the Colts then had false positive tests. You know, we're all kind of trying to feel this thing out and figure out what we're supposed to do. Nick Saban is apparently chomping at the bit trying to coach on Saturday. The president was chomping at the bit a couple of weeks ago to get back at it. And it's just the weirdest thing in the world, man, isn't it? Because with this thing, it's like with a flu, we're pretty much all like a 5 on the crappiness scale. You know what I mean? Like on a crappiness scale of 1 to 10, we're pretty much all a 5. You know, we feel like crap but we don't really feel like we're in much danger of anything bad happening. We're not feeling our best. With this thing, man, it's like it runs the gamut of 1 to 10. And that's the thing that makes this so weird and so odd and so unpredictable. In any case, I want to open with this. Folks, Bryce Wilson is a 22-year-old starting pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. He has done virtually nothing his entire career. As a matter of fact, his career earned run average is approaching 6. He pitched 15 innings this year. The entire year, he pitched 15 innings. He has pitched a total of 42 innings in a 3-year career, and he is 22 years old. Last night, Bryce Wilson beat Clayton Kershaw. Now, look, you don't have to be a baseball nerd to realize the difference between the two names. Lonzo doesn't like baseball at all. I can pretty much guess that Lonzo has not heard of Bryce Wilson and that Lonzo has heard of Clayton Kershaw. It's just a name that you hear over and over and over again in the baseball circus. Right. You hear it over and over and over again in the baseball circles, right? It's incredible. This guy, Clayton Kershaw, no matter what he does, man, he just can't get it right in the postseason. He can't get it right in the postseason no matter what he does. Clayton Kershaw in the regular season has a 2.4 career ERA. That's outstanding. Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs, wait for it, 11-12 with a 4.5 ERA. 11-12 with a 4.5 ERA. I said yesterday, you know, is it fair or unfair? And I'd like to ask you guys this question. Is it fair or unfair to make the comparison of Peyton Manning to Clayton Kershaw? You might say that's unfair to Peyton Manning. Is it? But this guy, and I don't mean to pile on, because when you have a problem performing in the clutch, the last thing you need to do is have people pile on you. But I'm thinking about this as a Christian man, right? Christian man, I'm thinking about this, and it's just like, no, man, he's just not the same dude. He is just not the same guy that he is in the regular season and the postseason. The bottom line is he's a different dude. He goes from being elite Hall of Famer to mediocre. And if I'm honest with you, and you guys are going to think this is nuts, but shouldn't you have to perform in the postseason to make the Hall of Fame? If somebody gives me a performance that's much better consistently in the regular season than in the postseason, is that player a Hall of Famer? Oh, Mark Ryan, look what he's done. Look at the strikeouts. Look at the wins. Look at the longevity. Look at the dominance. Yeah, but where is he when it matters the most? He's losing to a 22-year-old nobody in the most important game of the season for the Dodgers. He wasn't awful last night. 3 runs allowed, 5 and a third inning. He wasn't awful last night. But good God, man, that should have been as much of a slam dunk as Alabama playing Louisiana Laugh Out Loud. Clayton Kershaw against Bryce Wilson? Clayton Kershaw against career ERA of 6? 15 innings pitched this year? You have got to be kidding me, man. The guy is just not clutch. I want to share a story with you about Peyton Manning, all right? And I'm going to leave names out of this. You guys can guess if you want. That's cool. But I've worked with, and you know, the business, having been in this business for 15 years, you get to talk to, you get to work with a lot of players, all right, a whole lot of players. So anyway, some time ago, I was speaking to a former NFL player who happened to be on one of Peyton Manning's teams in a playoff game. And he was telling me this off the record, and he said, Mark, when the playoffs began, Peyton got so tight that you couldn't fit a pin in his ass with a hammer. This is what he told me. And I said, okay, so you're on his team, and we're having this off-the-record conversation. And I said, so give me an example, like what happened? He goes, well, we're playing X team, and again, I'm going to leave the name out of it. We're playing X team simply because I don't want you guys to be able to find the game You know what I mean? I don't want you to be able to trace back the player, and I don't want you to be able to find the game. So he's like, okay, we're playing X team, and Peyton was really, really tight before the game. Really tight before the game. Like, just really nervous, normally joking around. This time he's not. He's just really nervous and kind of jittery. And I was observing this, and then the game starts, and he throws two picks in the first quarter. And this team that we're playing, it's a playoff game, they can't beat us. Like, this team cannot beat us. The only way that this team can beat us is if Peyton Manning loses us the game. So he goes up to Peyton Manning. He's like, dude, what are you doing? This team can't beat us if you don't F it up. And so he said to Peyton, just hand the ball off. Just hand the ball off, and we can't lose this game. Because Peyton Manning mentally was in the toilet. I don't know what it is, man. I don't get it. Lonzo, how do you do in moments of clutch in your life? For me, I'll be totally honest with you guys. I either hit it out of the park or I have the worst performance ever. And I haven't had a big enough sample size to be able to tell you which side I lean more than the other. I did a national show for CBS Sports Radio about 5 months before I took this job. Was the best show in my life. You know, you got a girl watching you play sports. How do you fare under that level of pressure? Are you clutch or are you not? Lonzo.
I would say that probably 95, 96% of the time I thrive under the pressure. Every once in a while you screw up, and those are the ones you kind of remember. But you got to let them go and move on and be better next time. But, I mean, especially in radio, all the things that I'm doing all at the same time, and then things that suddenly happen or things go awry that weren't so supposed to, and you've got to quickly think.
Oh, you mean like you mean like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
You're like 10 minutes ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like that.
See, that's the COVID world of broadcasting, which is where, Lonzo, I'm connected. Everything says I'm connected, and then the show begins and my headset's not working. And I'm like, where am I? It was an adapter problem.
I just thought you were in the bathroom and forgot what time it was. But, you know, that's what I thought.
Come on, man. Really, you got to give me more benefit of the doubt than that.
All right. You were in the kitchen and forgot what time it was.
I knew what time it was, and I'm just like, God, Lonzo is having a heart attack on the other end of the line right now.
I wasn't having a heart attack.
I just want to give him a hug that'll also make him uncomfortable and let him know that everything's going to be okay. I just have to get this adapter issue solved real quick.
I just want to point out, I've been doing this a long time, so I'm good. I'm not nervous. I'm more concerned about, you know, getting things connected. Because if you panic, you know what happens? You panic, and you don't get anything done. You know, so in cases like this and other cases, do your best, and then think about it later on whether you did well or you did badly, as long as you act, as long as you do something.
Yeah, and so it's just so odd. You know, I've spoken, guys, to a sports psychologist about this, not for me, but for, you know, I've asked a sports psychologist this question, like, what is it about people? Like, isn't it amazing what pressure does to some people? It's just really weird. Like, pressure, I don't know. I don't know, Alonzo, if a lot of people would do well under the pressure that you and I are on under a daily basis. Like, if I said to you at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, you're going to be on the air for 4 hours beginning at 3 p.m. today, how would you do? Because essentially that is our day every single day, and 3 p.m. comes, and you got to produce, man, for 4 hours. Make it happen. Make it go. You have to perform under pressure, and you have to perform under the clutch. So in a sense, I've been doing this for 15 years. And I guess you could say I don't really understand how a guy like Peyton Manning has more first-round playoff losses than anybody in professional football history. I guess I don't understand how a guy like Clayton Kershaw loses to something called Bryce Wilson in a must-win playoff game in which the Dodgers end up falling behind now 3-1. I was saying last night on Twitter, the winner of this game is going to the World Series. The winner of this game, and it was Clayton Kershaw against a nobody. Well, he was a nobody until last night. Bryce Wilson, hell of a job. But you learn that Bryce Wilson at 22 is more clutch than Clayton Kershaw, surefire Hall of Famer. And maybe Clayton Kershaw shouldn't be a surefire Hall of Famer if he's given you a 4.5 ERA over the course of his career in the postseason. By the way, Peyton Manning playoff record. You ready for this? 14-13, 40 touchdowns, 25 interceptions. One of the GOATs does not even have a 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio in the postseason. 14 wins, 13 losses, more first round losses as a favorite than anybody in postseason history. And I have a firsthand account of a teammate that said his ass was so tight you could not fit a pin in it with a hammer. What's up with that? What's up with that? I don't get it, do you? Neil Pappas, who you'll be able to hear at 4:40 today, he says he would take Clayton Kershaw every day over Peyton Manning for their respective games. It is the weirdest thing in the world, man, the weirdest thing in the world. Let's get to Nicola in Greenville, who leads us off here up first. Nicola, thanks so much for the call, pal. You're offsides. Nicola, go ahead.
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Okay, first thing with Kershaw, there's plenty of information on Kershaw. Other teams know him like he's an open book. Wilson has very little information on him.
And yeah, I but think the information you have, wait.
Okay.
The information you
okay,
have.
Okay, wait.
The
hold
rate,
on a wait, second.
Time out. The information you have on Wilson isn't good. ERA of 6.
But it's a small sample, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Kershaw has a much larger sample, okay?
Obviously.
Now, okay, obviously, right? But I'm just saying that, I mean, I'm a diehard Dodger fan, so this is a little biased. But I just want to point that out because, you know, I think that does make a difference.
Nicola, are you really defending Clayton Kershaw losing
yes.
to an unnamed
yes,
rookie?
Yes, I'm defending.
To a no-name rookie
plus,
in the most important game of the year.
And I'll tell you, can I tell you something? Okay.
Sure.
He was suffering from back spasms. After 5 innings, I would have pulled him out, and I would have put somebody
Nicola,
else
Nicola, I have the whole body of work right here. 11-12, 4.5 ERA.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Nicola,
I know.
Do you got corn cobs in your ears, son?
You know
11-12, 4.5 ERA.
He has 10 more wins than Wilson.
And where was he last night?
You can put that in the
bank. He's on the milk carton last night.
After five innings, they should have taken him out. Okay.
Why? Why? He's making $31 million.
Why? Because he's not 100%. That's why.
Oh.
Okay. We're in a numbers game here now in baseball. We're in analytics. Okay. He should have been taken out. Okay. You know that better than anybody. So shame on you for not agreeing with me,
no.
But that's beside the point.
Yeah.
And then with Peyton Manning, I'll say one thing. Yes, he has a poor postseason record, except with one exception. He's 3-1 against Tom Brady in AFC championship games.
Yeah, Nicola, thanks for the phone call. Look, you can always call in. You can always dispute. You can always disagree. I'd like to make one final point. Rich Goose Gossage is rolling over in his grave at what he's seeing in the postseason. You ever talk to Goose Gossage? You ever hear Goose Gossage about the way baseball is played today? He vomits at the idea of a quality start being 6 innings and 3 runs or less. I mean, he loses his appetite over this idea that this analytics game, they're taking pitchers out in the 4th, 5th inning, man. 5 1/3 innings. That's weak sauce. Either you can go or you can't go. Clayton Kershaw didn't leave last night's game because his back was acting up. He left last night's game because the Braves rocked him. They rocked him. And he lost to a rookie. Man, he lost to a rookie. That would be like Patrick Mahomes losing to Jordan Love in the conference championship game. And Patrick Mahomes would be killed for that. And he should be killed for that. Come on, man. 11-12, 4.5 ERA. Cry me a river. We'll keep it going after this here on Offsides.
Mm-hmm. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's get right back to it. Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. And Delvin has been hanging patiently on the line. Delvin, thanks for the call. Delvin in Fountain Inn, go ahead, bud.
Hey, Mark, you asked a question to us that is it unfair to compare Clayton Kershaw to Peyton Manning. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's not unfair, but the only difference is Peyton finally broke through and got his championship. That's what Clayton Kershaw got to do, break through and get his championship. But you can't compare them to them because both of them both have disappointed in the postseason, but like I said, Peyton finally broke through, got that championship. Though.
You know the thing. I'm glad you said championship singularly, because the thing that annoys me about the Peyton Manning crowd, and he's got the best commercials on TV, and I want to give him credit for that, right? But the second championship, that was a gravy train Super Bowl championship for Peyton, and don't let history romanticize what he did there. He was throwing ducks all over the field. He couldn't throw the ball more than 15 yards down the field, and he won the Super Bowl because he had the best defense in the NFL. Peyton Manning won one Super Bowl in his career that wasn't a gravy train. Let's latch on to a greatness like LeBron at the end of his career. He had one. But I think the second Super Bowl did a lot to remove the lack of clutchness that he really exhibited over the course of his entire career. That's true. The story I told you about Peyton Manning in the playoff game is true. The player that I know, Dalvin, had that conversation with him. And he said, Peyton, just hand the ball off. If you don't screw this up, we can't lose to this team. And you wouldn't believe the final score of this game. You wouldn't believe it. But suffice it to say that the combined score for both of these teams were less points than the lowest scoring team in the NFL today per game. There you go, Delvin.
Yeah, unbelievable. But that's what I said. But that's what I was thinking when you said it. I said, Mark making a good point about who you compare them to. And I said, if you want to do it in today's world, Mark, I compare them to James Harden. Look what James Harden does in the regular season. They can't compare them in regular season and postseason basketball.
That's not bad, man. That's not bad. I think it, in somewhat James' defense, they log so many minutes on him in the regular season that I don't think he's the same guy come postseason. It'll be really interesting to see. The Rockets are a mess now, right? I mean, they have no coach. They have no general manager. And I'll tell you what, there's a tie-in here. There's a tie-in to the best story of my radio career that you're going to hear about 48 minutes from right now. Delvin, appreciate the call, man. Good luck in the Upset Picks Challenge this week, all right? Appreciate it very much. Appreciate it very, 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 very much. Look, the Braves are looking to seal this thing, man. And I kind of think they, I don't know about you, but I think they kind of broke the will of the Dodgers last night. And, you know, there is a lot of pressure on you when you're a team as good as LA is. First in team ERA, first in team batting. There's a lot of pressure on you. And it looks like they're playing tight. It looks like they're playing under a tremendous amount of pressure. Tonight, in a game you can hear right here on ESPN Upstate, first pitch at 8:30. It's going to be A.J. Minter for the Braves against Dustin May, Carrot Top, for the L.A. Dodgers. Now, this Maycat, he's got this 100-mile-an-hour fastball that moves all over the zone. I don't think people realize this. Bar none, if I asked you guys what is the hardest thing to do in professional sports or in sports in general, it's not even close. Hitting a baseball is far and away number one. And the thing the layman doesn't realize is that you would literally never get a hit if you and I were at the plate. You couldn't swing and get lucky. And the reason for that is that your bat would always be late. You would have a better chance getting a base hit being blindfolded and just swinging randomly at random times than you would actually seeing the pitch coming in, because you'd see, you'd react, you'd start to swing, and as you're starting your swing, that you'd hear the pop of the ball hitting the catcher's mitt. You would literally never get a hit in professional baseball. It is the hardest thing to do. I admire the skill set of these guys so much, what the Braves are doing. You feel the camaraderie around these teams. You feel it. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It is absolutely, positively a beautiful thing. All right. Coming up next on the show, we are going to be joined by Kevin Thomas. He hosts the Moving the Chains podcast, and we got to get an update from him on a lot of news and notes and changes going on in high school football as we head into this weekend. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys. Friday edition of the show. So I want to bring in now a colleague of mine. He's also the host of the Move in the Chains podcast, which you can see on Facebook. You can see on Twitter at Move in Chains on Twitter. That's at MOVINCHAINS. And Moving the Chains on Facebook is where you can find them. Really, really good high school football stuff. Kevin Thomas joins us right now on the show. Good afternoon, bud. What's going on?
Mark, I'm doing well, man. Glad it's a Friday afternoon for sure.
Yeah, man. Definitively, bro. So here's the thing. As we look at this now, as we look at this week, we've had a lot of news, a lot of negative news this week, Kevin. So where are we? Can you update us on just kind of what's been going on the last few days?
Man, it's a mess right now. You know, I feel like every week I start doing the show and I'm like, there's more and more postponements. I know we've had at least, I think, four this week. You know, Burns and T.L. Hanna is out. Vernon Woodruff's out. T.R. Pickens is out. It just came down, I believe, yesterday. Dorman and Wade Hampton is now postponed. It's just, you know, I know the high school league had built in kind of an extra week there where they could push the playoffs back a week if needed. But I don't know if that's going to be enough. You know, some of these teams like Burns, if they don't get to play this week or next week with their opponent next week with Wade Hampton, that'll be 3 weeks in a row they don't play. So I don't really know how you catch up all these games this late in a shortened season already.
Yeah, and Kevin, I guess, you know, on the one hand, you want to applaud them for making an attempt to play a season. On the other hand, you know, the current status quo here is that we have no testing plan for the teams, that players and families, you know, it's up to them to do their own testing. And then if you have a positive test, the team doesn't play. Furthermore, if you have a positive test once the playoffs begin, that team is eliminated, disqualified from participating in the playoffs. Do we really think we're going to be able to play a season and have no positive tests? This just feels to me, Kevin, like it wasn't incredibly well thought through.
I think what we're going to see as we kind of get closer to the season, I mean, I'm assuming if I'm a big-time team, if I'm a Gaffney or if I'm a Dorman, like, obviously you can't come out and say this, but you're hoping that your kids almost just don't go get tested because you don't want to take a chance of somebody coming back with it. You know, I mean, if somebody's sick, obviously maybe we just say, oh, they've got a stomach virus, you make them stay home. But like you said, if they come back, they're positive for COVID, your team is shut down and you're in just a heap of trouble there. So it was a tough call for the high school league. I know you can try to push it to the spring, but then how many of those kids are, you know, not going to play football or not going to play basketball, whatever, because all the seasons are back and forth? And how many of these big-time prospects are maybe already enrolling at a college to go play football there? So I know what they were trying to do, trying to get the season in when they could in the fall here, but it's just – I don't think there's really a right answer either way. I think we're going to have issues, you know, one way, either it's now with COVID or later with COVID or later with people not playing because of other sports. But I don't think there was a perfect situation for them to do it either way. I think it just went with the way it went with the fall timeline. But it's a mess right now. But hopefully we can see some kind of clarity here in the next couple of weeks. I just don't know, Mark.
The other unfortunate situation that it creates is, you know, let's say a team like Spartanburg doesn't make the postseason. They're sitting around, hey, let's just keep our eyes peeled here because maybe someone gets COVID and we'll be in the playoffs. There's a lot of feelings here that I don't like. There's a lot of unfortunate secondary results, ramifications that I'm not a fan of here, Kevin. So I just I'd love to see us crown a state champion. I wouldn't say I'm overly confident that we'll be able to do so at this point. So with all that said, let's look ahead to some of the games this weekend that you are excited about, that we do know are coming up. Greenwood and Greenville. Greenville's kind of been the feel-good story of the whole area, have they not?
They have a ton of talent, Mark. You know, last year we feel like they may have left some wins on the table. You know, didn't go quite as deep as people thought they could have. But this year they are loaded on offense and defense. The quarterback, Franklin, is a young kid but a really good player. He's got some great talent around him. Wide receiver Elijah Kelly, Aziz Huff, running back Preston Lowndes are just weapons that he can really just, you know, give the ball off to and let them take off. On the defensive side, they have two of my favorite players in the upstate, Mark, and that is Aries and Aces Spears. They're twins on the D-line. Two big, athletic, physical DNs that can just wreak havoc against anybody. You know, Greenwood comes in running a triple option, which can cause some issues for some teams here and there. You know, Greenwood had a tough loss last week, but had been rolling up until that point. I think this game is going to lean to Greenville because of the strength of their D-line, and I think they're going to take down Greenwood tonight over at Serene Stadium.
How about Wren and Belton?
This game, it's kind of funny. You know, BHP, Belton Honeypath, has only played one game because of COVID. So we don't know a whole lot about them yet. This game is actually Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Tomorrow, this game is. Wren coming off a tough loss against Daniel last week. You know, Wren was a 4A state champion last year, dropped down to 3A this year, had been rolling up until that Daniel game last week. I've got to lean with Wren just because I feel like they're the more known commodity right now. You know, they're 2-1. They played a few more games in BHP. Where BHP, who knows how having 2 weeks off in a row in the middle of the season is going to affect the team. I think Wren is the pick here on Saturday morning.
And how about Union County against Chapman?
This may be my favorite game of the night here. And this is actually going to be on local TV if you guys are sitting around the house tonight. But, you know, speaking about Spartanburg earlier, Union County, a 3A school, beat Spartanburg, a 5A school, just last week. You know, they had a tough loss early in the year to Woodruff, I believe it was, you know. But Chapman is an opponent that just does not lose. They're perennial 3A title contender every year. I know they lost their coach this year, and they brought in Harry Cabanis from Malden. They've got a big-time offense led by Parks' kid. The Parks kid can run. Colasardo can run. They do some really good things there for Chapman. But Union has a dual-threat QB, Jabryson Hunter, who I think is one of the best around. Last week in Spartanburg, threw for 247, four TDs, ran 11 times for a buck 58 in a TD. That kid can play some football, and this is where I'm going to kind of go off script here. I think that Union County will upset Chapman on the road tonight over at Chapman.
Wow. Wow, you're calling the upset, man. Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, I love that quarterback, Jabryson Hunter, one of my favorite players in the area. And Chapman, you know, they just – I know they've got the pedigree of being a historic program, you know, have won so much the last couple of years. But new head coach, you got to see how much that's going to – how much that will affect them. They haven't really been tested yet this year. I'm going to go with Union.
I got a hypothetical for you, Kevin. Dutch Fork's playing in the state championship game. They mm-hmm. get a positive test the week of the state championship game. Are they really going to disqualify them and take the team that lost in the semifinals? Is that really going to happen? I can't see them doing that. I just can't see them doing that.
You know, and I don't even know who would decide that. I don't know if it would come down to a board vote there between the people on the SDHL committee, or if it comes down to a appellate court type situation. I don't know where that would go. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think if you're going into a state championship game, you've got a team that comes down with COVID. I can't see how you could put a team that just lost in that position. So that doesn't make any sense to me. But I don't know if you can afford to back up the game another week or two so the other team can get clear. That is a situation that I certainly don't want to be in.
But Kevin, what's the rush here? What's the rush? Just play it when everybody's healthy.
That's true. That's true. But I guess a lot of these kids are getting ready for basketball. They're getting ready for, you know, other sports. They're getting ready. Some of these guys from Dutch Fork are getting ready to go off to college to play. I don't know if you want to, you know, push it back a couple weeks for that type of timeline and things like that. But that would be a very tough decision to see what happens there if it pops up week of with one of the championship participants having COVID.
Kevin Thomas is a colleague of mine, and he is the host of the Moving the Chains podcast on Twitter. You can follow him at Moving Chains. Just drop the G, MOVINCHAINS. And on Facebook, want to make sure I'm getting this right, Kevin, Moving the Chains on Facebook, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
All right, there you go. They have a new show, I think, every Thursday night. Is that right, Kevin?
We do a preview show every Wednesday or Thursday. Then we do our live recap show on Friday night after all the games settle down as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Great stuff. Invite you guys to check it out. Appreciate the time and the updates this afternoon. Kevin, you have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks, Mark. You too.
All right. Kevin Thomas, colleague of mine, with some really good insight as to what's going on here with a lot of news and a lot of cancellations and a lot of those things. What's your confidence level, ladies and gentlemen, that we get through a high school football season this year? I'd love to know. This is Offsides.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, this is one of those weekends that we have been waiting for a really long time. So many sneaky, compelling matchups on the NFL slate this weekend. For example, Texans-Titans. On the surface, you're like, okay, that's an easy Titans call, right? An easy Titans call. Well, wait a minute. They just played on Tuesday night. That's a different week than an NFL team has ever had, and suddenly the Texans are rested and rejuvenated. Elsewhere on the National Football League slate, you've got the Ravens and the Eagles. This might be all she wrote for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. Can they mount a charge and beat one of the best teams in the league? Browns Steelers is obviously compelling, combined record 8-1. Bears Panthers. Look, if I said to you, who are the two most overachieving teams in the NFL? If you said anything other than Bears and Panthers, your answer would be wrong there. All right. Two most overachieving teams in the NFL. Just a ton of compelling matchups. Obviously, a lot more on the slate that lies ahead. But coming up next, Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter, joins us to preview the weekend in college football right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.